Much Ado About Shakespeare on the Internet. The British Library has digitized its copies of the earliest printed edition of Shakespeare's plays and placed them on its website. The quartos, as these early editions are called, were long available only to scholars and museum curators. Now they can be thumbed through, or shall we say clicked through, by the general public for the first time in centuries. Critic Bob Mandello says it's consummation devoutly to be wished.
You don't really have to be a Shakespeare scholar to be intrigued by the quartos, cheap play scripts that were sort of the bootleg videos of the late 1500s, but until now you had to be a scholar to see them. None of the bard's handwritten manuscripts survive, so these printed versions, published during his lifetime, if not always with his input, are the closest we get to what he actually wrote. Yellowed with age, frayed at the corners, fragile beyond belief, they qualify as a 400-year-old treasure trove, and suddenly you can thumb through them digitally. It's like being handed the keys to the kingdom if you're a critic or an actor. In fact, many of the British Library's copies come from a bequest by actor David Garrick in 1779. Looking at all those archaic spellings and S's that look like lowercase f's, it's easy to see why he collected them. The sounds are there on the page, right there for anyone to see, except that for the last couple of hundred years, no one but collectors and scholars got a chance. Happily, rare recordings are also part of the library's online banquet, so you can feast on the likes of 19th-century actor Herbert Beerbohm Tree, romanticizing the hell out of Hamlet's most famous soliloquy at the tail end of his career in 1906.
To be or not to be. That is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them. To die, to sleep no more, and by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to.
Also available online are Ellen Terry playing Portia in a 1911 Merchant of Venice, John Barrymore hamming up Hamlet in the 1920s, and the young John Gielgud playing everyone from Puck to Othello in the 30s. But the real magic here is the texts themselves. 93 different quarto editions of 21 plays on the website, programmed so that you can put two of them up on the screen side by side for comparison. Take Hamlet, as long as we've just listened to it. The version that Herbert Beerbohm Tree was using is basically the second quarto, published in 1605 and adopted as the official version when the plays were printed in larger folio form shortly after Shakespeare's death a decade or so later. But there are five separate quarto editions in the British Library's collection, including a so-called bad quarto printed 2 years earlier in 1603. This one is generally thought to have been cobbled together from the memories of the actors who first spoke the lines, and some of what they remembered is pretty fascinating. For instance, stage directions that probably reflect what Shakespeare actually saw on stage. One says, "Enter Ophelia playing on a lute and her hair down, singing." In the good quarto, printed 2 years later, all that detail is gone, and it's just, "Enter Ophelia." When it comes to the lines, though, actors' memories clearly played tricks. The bad 1603 quarto of Hamlet is perfectly playable, but it lacks a certain poetry. Here's actor Andrew Long of the Shakespeare Theater here in Washington reading the bad quarto's "To Be or Not to Be" passage from the website.
To be or not to be, aye, there's the point. To die, to sleep, is that all? Aye, all. No, to sleep, to dream, aye, Mary, there it goes. For in that dream of death, when we awake, and born before an everlasting judge, from whence no passenger ever returned, the undiscovered country, at whose sight the happy smile and the accursed death.
That gets the general drift, but we're lucky that someone, perhaps the playwright himself, made revisions after that version was printed in 1603, and we're even luckier to be able to view them in all their digitized antiquity on the British Library's website. Page after glorious page, 21 plays worth, full of sound and fury, signifying so much more than most of us would have dreamed. I'm Bob Mandello.
You'll find a link to the British Library's quartos online at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.